Welcome to Mind Body Balance, the podcast dedicated to empowering you on your journey to self-care and well-being. I'm your host, Valerie, and together we'll explore the transformative world of self-care, delving into practices that nurture your mind, body, and spirit. In each episode, we'll embark on a mindful exploration of various self-care techniques, from simple daily rituals to profound life-changing practices. Join me as I share insights, tips, and personal stories to inspire you to prioritize your own well-being. This podcast is your sanctuary for self-discovery, where we'll discuss mindfulness, mental health, journaling, and everything in between. Whether you're a seasoned self-care enthusiast or just starting your journey, Mind Body Balance is here to support you in creating a life filled with balance, joy, and self-love. So let's embark on this transformative adventure together. Get ready to prioritize yourself one mindful moment at a time. Welcome to Mind Body Balance, where self-care meets inspiration. I'm your host, Valerie, and I just want to say thank you for tuning back in. If you are a returning listener, I do thank you so much for your support and your listenership. For those of you who are new, welcome. I am a certified happiness life coach and meditation teacher, and this is a safe space for you. I will be sharing, or I have been sharing, just tips on how to practice self-care, self-improvement, motivation, and just, you know, how to find your happy space and stay there. But today we're going to talk about professional self-care. So there are 7 types of self-care: emotional, mental, physical, social, spiritual, professional and educational, and financial self-care. In my last episode, I talked about financial self-care. Today, we're going to talk about professional self-care. So let's dive right on in. So what exactly is professional self-care? Professional self-care is things that you do that are related to your work life, things that are going to help you be productive and create balance at work or in your career, things that are going to help you cognitively, physically, and emotionally bounce back from your everyday practice or task while in the workplace. It's going to help you ensure some type of balance and effectiveness in the professional role that you've taken at the workplace, right? So I just thought I would go over a few things that you can do to help you practice this. And the first thing you want to do is start by packing or meal prepping a delicious and nutritious lunch. And I say meal prepping because you may, you know, if you're working from home, you don't necessarily have to pack the lunch, but you can already have it ready or prep it for whenever it's time for you to have your lunch. This will save you a little more time to actually enjoy the lunch. So say, for instance, you know, depending on where you're working, you may have to go out. You may have to go downstairs to the cafeteria. You go down there, the line is long, or you have to leave and, you know, run to McDonald's. And guess what? The line is long at McDonald's. And then by the time you come back to work, it's time for you to clock back in. So, you know, doing that can give you an opportunity to save more time to enjoy your lunch. Take breaks throughout the day. Try taking them outside. I know that at my workplace, we have like health and fitness challenges. And A lot of times it would have to deal with you getting your steps in. So a lot of people, like, you could tell whenever the challenge is going on, because if you look in the parking lot, when we were physically at the location, we have a huge parking lot, right? And you will see like groups of five or groups of two, or it might be somebody walking by themselves, but you'll see everybody in the parking lot on their breaks or their lunches walking. It's just a really nice thing to see. But they also put tables outside for us. So if it's a pleasant day, you can go out and sit at one of the tables and enjoy your lunch. Also, you want to try to use the you may want to try to use the 20-20-20 rule. And the 20-20-20 rule is for every 20 minutes, take 20 seconds to look at something that's at least 20 feet away. This will give you some time to kind of refocus, refresh, let your mind kind of reboot. We'll return back to, that, being prepared to tackle whatever task that you're doing. Differentiate work time and personal time. So I'm gonna tell you, and you gotta learn to keep them separate. And this is really for people who don't punch a clock, because you don't have to tell me anything about, ending time for work. If I'm scheduled to get off at 8 o'clock, guess what? 8 o'clock, I'm out of there, boo. I'm hitting that clock out, log off, clock out. You don't have to tell me twice. But for people who don't punch a clock, you want to try to get have a steady cutoff time. No, sometimes it may call for you to work overtime if you're allowed overtime, but if you should be not at work and at home or at the gym or at an occasion, learn how to cut that off, especially if you're someone who doesn't punch a clock. You want to stay organized. Keep a calendar. Break up your large projects into smaller ones. Create a to-do list. You want to create a healthy workspace. Your workspace should be free of clutter. It should be organized as well, because one thing I've learned that your workspace, how your workspace, how neat and clean your workspace can affect how neat and clean you work, how scattered or how focused your mind is going to be. It's affected by how your workspace is. But yeah, you want to keep it free of clutter. You want to keep it as organized as possible. One thing I had to do is, because I like to do crafts and journal and write pen pals, I cannot share that space with my work desk. I have a pretty good sized work desk, but I can't. I ended up having to get a table separately. Close, but separate from my work desk. Try using a diffuser. If you follow me on my social media platforms, you've seen that I use a diffuser a lot. Like lemon and peppermint and tea tree. Those are oils that give off a very vibrant, calming but energizing fragrance, and it just it's a good stimulant. But a diffuser is something really nice. Or a candle. You can light a candle. You could play calming music. I have to watch calming music sometimes because it can make you too relaxed. But like this morning, I had to listen to something a little upbeat because I was having a hard time waking up. But play it, I wouldn't play it loud, I would play it low, just enough for some stimulation to liven the mood and give your environment a little, make it a little more pleasant for you, for yourself. Another thing you can do is you can have an ergonomic workspace. And let me tell you, I had no idea what an ergonomic workspace was. I had to Google it, so I Googled it.
All right. So an ergonomic workspace is a workspace that is designed to protect your posture, protect your eyesight. So it may be you having the little footstools that you could put under your desk and sit your feet on instead of them being flat on the floor. It can be your monitor, being able to position it certain ways where you're not slouched over trying to look at it. Some people have desks that can raise up so they can stand up and do work. So that is an example of an ergonomic workspace. Yes, I had to look that up. I promise y'all I did. Let's see. So another thing you want to do is, and this I think is pretty important, and it's something I had to learn in this new position that I'm in. Evaluate your workload and set goals. So if you don't have the bandwidth to receive more work and you can decline it, don't take on more. Accept what you can do realistically and complete realistically. And when doing so, consider your needs and your available resources. So if you don't have the available resources and you need them and you can't get them to do a certain task or project, don't accept it if you can. Because guess what? You'll never get it done. And that's just going to cause more stress for you. I promise you it will. That's the worst thing you can do is just be, you know, I think when people become really stressed at work, that sometimes it affects how much they like doing it. If you have a job and you love doing that job, but then you start becoming stressed with it, guess what? You're probably going to start not liking it so much. So just a few more tips. If possible, wear your favorite clothing. Of course, my favorite clothing is a big old t-shirt and some cute tights. Because guess what? I work from home. But if I have to go into the office, it is business casual. We can wear jeans. So I wear a nice pair of stretchy jeans, skinny jeans, and a nice top. But it's got to be something comfortable. It has to be something, you know, cute, purple, pink. You know, purple is my go-to color. Red, green is starting to be my new color. But yes, wear, if possible, your favorite clothing. So if you don't like to wear dresses and you can wear slacks, then wear slacks and a nice blouse. Socialize with coworkers. This liven up the mood for the environment around you and for you as well and for them. So, yeah, I work from home. But one of the things that the business I work for, the company I work for, we have our own Facebook. So Meta has created a program or an app for us called Workplace. And it functions just like Facebook. And the people that the agents that are on the team I'm on, we have our own chat, you know, where we could talk to each other. We can't physically call it, you know, it's not wise for us to call each other on the phone because that's part of our job to be able to receive calls from other agents. But we have the chat, we, you know, send each other memes and we just have a conversation, and it's really nice being able to have someone to talk to because you're not physically at the location. Now, if we were physically at the location, you know, it's still nice to be able to have someone on the opposite side of the wall that you can say, hey, or you can kind of tell a joke to or whatever. So yes, socialize with your coworkers. Ask for feedback, because if you're not doing something that you should be doing, or you're not doing something correctly, if you ask someone for their feedback and they give you some constructive criticism and feedback, then that helps you better perform your task and it makes your work environment a whole lot better. Less stress. If you do feel like you're getting burnt out and you have the opportunity to take time off, request the time off. You know, sometimes, let me tell you, I have been off 3 or 4 days in a row. And yeah, I've enjoyed it, you know, but I work from home. So last month I took actual vacation, 5 days, and I left the state. And let me tell you, taking 5 days off, not being at home slash work, versus being off a few days and just didn't do anything, but still at home, I still felt like I was at work. To me, that's the only downfall, if there is one, of working from home. So if you have that time, take it off. Get you some much needed rest, you know, especially if you've been burning the midnight oil, okay? And then the last thing is learn to be present. So again, these are tips that you can use to practice professional self-care. Because, you know, you want to make sure that you're showing up and you're being the best you, that what your performance is benefiting the company. Because guess what? If it doesn't, then you're going to find yourself stressed, or you might find yourself fired. So we don't want that to happen, right? We want to keep our jobs.
Come to the end of another rejuvenating episode of Mind Body Balance. I want to express my gratitude for joining us on this self-care journey. Remember, your well-being is a priority, and each small step you take towards self-care contributes to a happier and more fulfilled life. If you found today's episode insightful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback is invaluable, and it helps us continue bringing you content that resonates with your self-care needs. Stay connected with us on social media for updates, additional resources, and a community of like-minded individuals who are also committed to their well-being. You can find us on BioLink at bio.link/selfcarewithval. Before we part ways, take a moment for yourself. Breathe deeply. Appreciate the present moment and carry the positive energy you've cultivated here into your day. Thank you for allowing mind-body balance to be a part of your self-care routine. Until next time, be kind to yourself, prioritize self-love, and savor the mindful moments that make life truly extraordinary. Wishing you peace, joy, and a journey filled with self-discovery. Bye.